So it says afterwards that he then was mepirish ziv shchinas vanana. Ratzolema, kasha hayadovig madrigosay bekisa gaban yoinim. Once Moshe was dovuk in that darga, as bomin asher yeshua kisei haziv onel Moshe. So that's when there was a ziv and onon that came onto Moshe. Shemadrigosay hayadovig bekisei. So what's ziv? Aziv ala nefesh, she shayechel of ziv vahoid. Vananu shayech leguf, shukmanan kola. So it says over here, he was piris ziv v'anonoi, means that there was a, Moshe Rabbeinu was zeichet to a double endowment for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ziv and anon. So ziv is the chelik of nefesh, anon is chelik of guf. What's the lema? Shezer madrigosa adam malosa yisrael yoinim. She ain't like be'atzam madrigal yoina. A miyuchad lekabel v'zeich lekvar Hashem yisparach. So the ilu. So Moshe Rabbeinu is the makabel of the of Hakadosh Baruch Hu's ha'or and hashpa, whereas the malachim are doimet Hakadosh Baruch Hu's mashpiim, but don't have any sense of makabel. So there are two relationships of. There are two relationships of, what's the right word for it? There are two relationships mul HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One is to be doimet HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a lower darga. So each malach is somewhat of a mashpia, an emtsoi for hashpo on a lower darga. And Adam is a reflection on a higher darga. So he says, Avu b'muchad kavus zeichel akved Hashem sof il yoinim kol yeshem adregal yoinim ba'atzum. Avu einam mekam kved Hashem. My shodim dover kved Hashem. So Adam's mile is that kved Hashem is dover kved. V'dover ze hu atzmoi tshuvel marshoy toil alim dafke v'le malachim kosh yisbaya. Klal adover. Ke Adam kli muchal kavu kved Hashem. V'kash hay moish dover kisa akovet Hashem mekoyim kosh yisbaya. Efshos yi mekam Hashem sof ba'atzum kved Hashem sof hein gufei nafshoy. So it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu was pirish of onan and ziv means he now became a makabel for two inyanim, b'chayma or b'ruach. Our relationship in Kadosh Baruch Hu is hashpa on both sides. All of p'chukosai are hashpas gashmias, Kadosh Baruch Hu mashpi on us. So the fact that the Adam's Itzura is that of a Makabel, that of he reflects HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Godless, that's, so in the self itself, as soon as Moshe Rabbeinu announced his Metzias, he was reflecting Kvod Shemayim in this way. So the chelik Adam that precedes the Bria, that's a Tzamalakim part. Umitzad zay yesh adam ayla yoyna. Var mitzah shabatayra mach kenegadi varshu tzalma sha adam. Ola fikach om moishama maiksid batayra. Kloima, ki aseda sha atayra ima regasi kodim oylam, I efshu rak adi adam, sha atayra stul finishes shaloi. So he says, the tzura and the oifin that tayra is mesuda to be representative of tzalma kim is shayach dafkil adam. Why? Ki kamoya ha adam ashesh la mailo yoinu shenir etzol nakim vatzol ma zemekabo is aguf gashmi vekach atoyer ba'atzmoy maloso yoinu al kol hare nitlis v'oimid bedvar magashmiim heim amitzis ha-maisis. So Torah itself is mesader etzol nakim kifi seder evar, which is kifi seder this world. So Torah specifically is the seder loiki kifi it expresses itself in this world. So let's describe this a minute also. Basically, he's explaining that despite the fact that malachim are higher than a person, they are not at all they are not at all ruuyim to mekabel Torah, because that's not the point of Torah. So he before we saw the point of Torah is Adam being the mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu hashpah globally. The second thing he says is tzelem elokim. Now it's tzelem elokim. Let's use the way he's setting it up in a mashal. Imagine I have Reuven and Shimon and a painting of Reuven. And I ask myself, who is more doimet to Reuven, Shimon or the painting of Reuven? So Shimon is a human being, a flesh and blood human being, and as such, he is similar to Reuven. But if we ask ourselves which one bears the likeness of Reuven, it's going to be the painting. Tzelem Elokim means a certain tzura that comes about not from, it's not a particular object, but it's a certain picture that comes out, l'mashal. When a person goes ahead and gives a piece of bread to an ani, so there's a certain Tzelem Elokim of chesed over here. Now, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah of chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a rachum v'chanun, is being projected from people who are hungry with bread, with people who would rather keep the bread. So the pieces that are used in the painting are all physical entities. None of it is divine-like. None of it is similar to Elikus. But the whole total of it, the tzelem that's oila from it, is a tzelem elokim. So we have here two different inyanim. We have the inyan of the tzelem, and the tzelem, the way Torah is a dogma of tzelem elokim. It's using physical entities to draw a picture of something beyond, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, "Katzelma zelefimal yosan tzoch elav nose." Because it's so chashuv, it requires a medium through which to project itself. Vezehu guf adam shunayset zelma ze. That's the guf adam. Vamalachim she'elam nosei mekabel. The malachim don't have a medium within which. So you can't be. So just like, let's go back to the mashal of two people. We have Reuven with Shimon and a painting of Reuven. So there's no way in which a flesh and blood person can be exactly like Reuven. Reuven is Reuven, and no other flesh and blood person is going to be like Reuven. But what I can have is a tzura of Reuven be oila from different yanim. So malachim are divine-like in their substance, which makes them very holy, but not at all. Can't project a tzura because a tzelem elokim, because that requires a guf. Because this tzelem is so big, it requires a carrier. Tzorch laze noise gashmi hu adam. Ki mipnei sha mitzvos kol kach hem sichliim. Ein oimdim ba'atzmam. Rak tzorch shele mekabel gashmi. Ki moishu b'tzom lo kim shu nivra adam. Shle nitan le malach ha'asheres. Le maila v'dakas ha'tzelma ze tzorch lov noise mekabel. V'dov zed yisboi b'rayas b'rois. V'dov ha'omek ma'oid. So the mitzvahs, because they are so beyond, need to have some sort of carrier that is physical. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Hachzem Tshuva, he basically was saying, your Metzias should be Achzaras Tshuva. He said, "As Rabbi Menachem Shmuel Malachim Chayin Hoydu B'Cholu." V'Amar Shekul Nasam Oyvim Lo V'Biyazek Ilfi Madreges Moishe Shoytarski Sakoved V'Zev Shul Shul Adam Shul Kachor El Torah That's called Oyelov Kakom Mischav Madreges Moishe. So V'Amar Shekul Echad Berach Mosley Dava Ki Kulam Mischav Madreges Moishe V'Kolam Mischavim Acher Oyse Acher Mekabli Menu So I do think we saw less, it doesn't make a difference. The Adam being an emtsoi means like this. Malachim all are a chelik of the Bria on a very high darga. So Rafal is the chelik of Refuah, Gavriel is the chelik of Din, and so on. Moshe Rabbeinu is lower, but he is the Pchinas Emtsoi. The Pchinas Emtsoi means every piece can connect to Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, since every piece can connect to Moshe Rabbeinu, therefore it all comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe's Maila is Emtsoi, and that's the Maila of Adam. That's how Adam is Shailan on the entire Bria. Adam is not Miyuchad in any way. He can be Koil everything, Mitaifas everything. And that's the mile of Moshe. So Lemaisa, every single barrier, including every single malach, has to be mischaba somehow to Moshe Rabbeinu. It can't be a metzias where malach would not be mischaba to Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu is the nekuda, the focal point for everything, and b'meila anything that is a piece must come together to Emtsoi. So he's not on the Darga, but he's the Emtsoi, and therefore there can't be any snagdus to it. The Dovah Zidur called Dovah is snagdus chutz Emtsoi. So every part of a circle has a point that's opposite it, except for the center point. The center point is it. It's all the pieces coming from one common sheirish or going to one common goal. So Torah itself is the Seder Kol Mitzrayim, and therefore you have that Chibur to Moshe Rabbeinu. So Torah itself is also a sort of Nekud Emtsois. It's just like every mitzvah, it's the difference between Torah and mitzvahs. Every mitzvah is protistic. It goes to one aver. Let's use the Mishalm of Evarim. Every aver in the body is protius, except for the moyach and the lev to some degree, that they're koil every other aver. So Torah is the mitzvah that's koil everything else, and b'meila everything else comes together with it. And it's zelum asev Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why each malach gave over some to Moshe, because it has to connect to Moshe. By definition, anytime you connect, it means that there's a piece from one going to the other. This is probably what you meant before we're holding. Al-Kaponim, Malach HaMavis, let's talk about this also. The header that we're talking about, it says, L'chura, when at first glance, Misa in the world, header, is something that is not, it means non-existence, and as such, it's a steer to existence. But it says, Chazal says, Yema Misa, it means when header is used appropriately within the Bria, it brings out the most. Misa, header, Chad Chorev, all of those in Yanim, in the Bria, are in Yanim that accentuate. If a person wouldn't die, he'd never get around to doing anything. There are many, many different ways in which Heder becomes part of the Metzius. It's just like the backdrop of a picture, of a painting, is a non-painting. It's dark, it's a dark background. because heder is always something that needs to be, it needs to serve as a backdrop for kiyum. So the malach was able to give him something because even Nisa ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria to be woven into the Bria rather than just than it being a steer be'etzim to the Bria. Ukama b'shoshakro Adam kol echad moslei davar v'zeh mipnei ki yesh lo le Adam tzad b'china shein le Adam shitu v'malachim she Adam bal chayme ukeneged zeh shalachim tzad chibu gom le Adam ad shekol echad moslei v'echad. So he says, take a look. Adam has within himself something that malachim don't have. Adam has chayme. On the other hand, Adam may not have the dag of ruchnis malachim have, but he has it. So Adam includes the inyan of malach within him, and not vice versa. Shem loikin loikan chibo shem itzad she Adam ubal chayme or yiniv malachim. Vare mashem koyim lachnis a kovid ben yoinim. So Adam b'teiras, the one that is chaymer, that's sitting on the kisek on the tassi that covered, means that bal karchach everything has something mishutif that he can connect to with it. Okay, now one more nekuda. Medrashay. So Chazal give us another knach. So till now we're explaining why Adam b'teres Adam and Moshe b'teres Emtzoi and so on has the sheiches to Malachim. Chazal say another nekuda. V'gam unachem Amru k'shalom Moshe marim b'kshem Malachim b'tchoisei Ma'aseh Kadosh Baruch Hu so kles upon Hashem Moshe was Avram. He made Moshe look like Avram. Amalem. Hey, this is your host. So same thing. They were protesting or be'etzim. It wasn't shayach that Adam should go lemala. In order to get Torah, since half a Torah is al yoinim, the ruchni is shaboy, you know, he had to be there. So he says the cluster ponim Avram means that a person's ponim changes with his midas, and the midah that stamps a stamp of toiv in a person is what we call primary toiv, which is chesed. So any type of ponim roim, any type of reflection of ra is also an ponim. So a ponim reflects toiv and ra, toiv being primarily chesed. So let's explain the knach that he has over here. The fact that Avram hosted the Malachim, so everybody, so you know, everybody says, well, he thought the Arabs and he was very nice to them and he gave them food and so on. To host the Malach, it has to be shayach, you have to be shayach to them. If people think that the reason why we don't see Eliyahu Navi is because we don't have the schusim. It's as if Eliyahu Navi could be seen. It's just that Kadosh Baruch Hu makes a decision which Heiligi gets to see Eliyahu Navi. The truth is, if you're not of that darga, you're not shaykh to it. It's just like a little child will walk into a room. He doesn't notice adults because they're not his world. He knows his kids. Adults are not his to notice. So here also, a person had Avraham Avinu not possessed a darga that's malach-like, he never would have been able to host the malachim. And therefore, if you came to Avram's house, he is shaykh to you. He demonstrated in Moshe the midah of Avram, which be'etzim lies in Moshe, because Moshe is called all the milas. Finally, umashamak Avram nikra Adam, mipnei kerel Avram in yemalach, v'yimzeh b'tzuras Adam. Because Adam had malach qualities, like we said, and that he was able to host malachim, and yet he was tzuras Adam, lekach nikra Avram Adam. Adam, like we said before, the darga of Adam is that he can project ruchnistic qualities using physical pieces, like a stone statue can bring out a tzur of Adam. So that is Adam. Adam is the physical Adam that projects malach. Kisonika Adam kmoishes by Avram ayaschos Yisrael. Behavin advarim elu ma'oid echbiaru tshuvas hashayla shemarna kibeizet tzad b'chinu ruya teret achtoinim hu Adam. That the whole Torah in this world is shayach dafka to Adam. Ulefima sheyachoshim ke'enu el Adam ha'Torah shi'seich ha'olyan. Adam is a hefech zek ha'Torah shi'seich ha'olyan tzor she'el od noisi gashmi. That Adrabe, because Torah is so high, there's no way in which it's possible to give over Torah in its pure form. And something else that's quasi-ruchni is not going to do it. And therefore, you need to give it over in a more physical form. Let's give a dogma to it. And also, imagine there's a deep concept that a person is trying to explain. So you say the concept, and then you use words that are similar. So let's say the concept is not understood. You use words that are similar to it and to explain it. Sometimes that works. Sometimes the concept is so abstract, so obscure, that using words of the same type to describe it doesn't help you anything. So what you do is you use a mashal. And you take something from a very different world, physical world, that has the property, the teichen that you're looking for. So Torah itself, Ratzon Hashem, Chochmas Elyon, is something that's very beyond this world. Malachim would not project it well enough. Adam, Adrabah, because he's made of chayme and can stel tzura chayme to it, so in giving this piece of bread to the ani, when the ani is hungry and this person also wants the bread, that's where you have a mashal for the Rebbeinu Shalom's chesed. And ki yisro nikra adam k'ma sheyisbar v'avram eschal zisro. V'im advarim ha'olam, yeah, v'advarim ha'elo mo'id echbir ha'tshuva she'el shamarnu ki be'eze tzad v'b'china ru'a teret ha'toinim hu'a adam. V'ima she'echoy she'kein ro'el adam ha'teret she'sech ha'olyen. V'adav v'ze hefech ze ka'teret she'sech ha'olyen tzor she'nesig ha'ashmi. And this is therefore all the inyanim. Shechina in a mishkan is the same type of tzir. It's the mishkan is the noisei, and the shechina is what's been carried by a physical mishnah. So he's explaining here the whole mitzvah of Torah, paradoxically, because it's so high, cannot find expression in fellow ruchnistik inyanim, dafkin tzuras adam, that's where it can reflect itself. Okay, and we'll hold it here. There won't be a share for a while. I mean, most of the summer is going to be very ragged. It's going to be different. So I Bez Hashem will start back again all the time, Bez Hashem. Okay.
How do we see in this week's part, this week's after, we saw in Manoyach that he was able to see a Malach. He seems to be in a Ma'aretz who didn't have Shaykhs to it.
Well, you have also Anshei Stom, you have Hagar, and different. So It probably means a very low dagger. They just saw something, you know. The Hagar was rugged to see Malachim. I would say that those are Malachim, very specific Malachim, that came for specific tachlis, and they took on a levush for that tachlis. But a Malach that represents a tzura mitis, not just a messenger with a specific message, you know, a Malach that I used to the hera ruchnistic entity in the world, that's something else. Those malachim were there to just to tell Manoach, listen, it was to make sure Manoach understood that this is a tzivu elikim. Okay, Develt says that it says that he disappeared and he didn't come back and he knew that it was a malach. So Develt says because when he saw the meifis, all the meifsim, he wasn't sure it's a malach. Could be it's a rabbi. But he didn't come back to ask for money. That's definitely a malach. That's the fact that there was no return visit for that's that wisdom. Okay, agutvach.
Could I ask a question?
Yeah.
Can Rashi explain a little more about why, because of it, how it's so high, it needs a nice gashmi?
Yes, because to be projected, like I said, the marshal before, something that's extremely abstract, there's no way I'll use fellow words to explain it and it's going to come across. It's only when I'm using it, when I'm using a marshal, which is using a physical entity, and then for instance, when you speak about when you imagine a young boy, you're teaching him about the importance of a balanced life. So the word balance, if you have no other expression of that, it's very hard. So why, if giving chesed is good, then why should I do it all the time? And if not doing chesed is good, why should I do it all the time? And then when a person has a muscle that he's standing on a tightrope and he can't put too much weight on left foot, they have to be balanced. That concept of balance is now easy for him to use as a muscle for that sense. So something that's very high in the mala, the only way I can do it is use physical terms. Just like,
outside the malachim that the Torah shouldn't be in Olam Hazeh, so you don't need to project it to such a low understanding.
The malachim cannot argue with the Ribbono Shel Olam on what he wants. They can argue on the chetimtza. So they're telling him by trying to bring Torah into this world, you're destroying. The fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to project Torah, that's a Ratzon Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's no argument on that. But the question is this the way to project it? So, Lamarshal, let's say somebody wants to make Lahavdil comic books out of Torah. He teach kids out of comic books. So, a person come along and say, Loizu Aderach. I want to teach Torah, but this is not the way to do it because you're using a very, very prosta way to do it. So, the machlokas could never be in what HaKadosh Baruch Hu should want, it's in how to do it.